WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Many patients with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias have agitation that can be quite stressful for them and their caregivers. My guest today is going to talk about a potential new treatment that addresses such agitation. Dr. Greg Jaika is Director of Clinical Trials at the University of Kentucky Sanders Brown Center on Aging. Greg, thank you very much for talking with me today. I was very excited to read recently about some work that you've been doing. I know we've touched on the Libby study before, but you have some pretty significant new findings to report. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, I think we've talked previously about the Libby study, its premise. Of course, you know, a lot of the work that we do in the field and a lot of the clinical care is really focused on the more early stages of disease. But until the day comes that we have a cure, everybody is going to hit the late stage of disease and ultimately become hospice eligible or pass away from the disease. And so this really has been a neglected group by also beginning to take advantage of discoveries that are being made in the area of medical marijuana, the possible beneficial effects of THC and CBD, cannabidiol, and these are really important. Our repertoire of medicines currently for these late stage cases are very limited. And so frequently when one becomes hospice eligible, we're relying on comfort medications, which are good in many respects. They provide comfort, morphine, benzodiazepines like Valium, but they also can be overly sedating, and that can also deprive folks of quality of life in the end stages of disease. So the whole premise behind the Libby study is great, and I think that's what we talked about before, this is a new potential option for us. What's changed in all of that is that just a short few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe, we finally got to see the results of that study. And it was astronomical, Greg. Every single outcome measure was statistically significant with effect sizes that show that on reducing agitation and anxiety in these patients in the later stages of dementia, that the combination, at least the one used in this study, the very specific combination, has effects that are 300-400% higher than the effects that we get from some of our medicines without those sedating side effects. So this really is just opening up a whole new avenue for providing comfort and quality of life in the later stages of any dementing illness, because it wasn't restricted to Alzheimer's.
Well, and this was looking at a combination of CBD and THC in these patients?
That's correct. It was a very specific combination. There's a lot out there in terms of medical marijuana, and then there's, you know, many states that have recreational marijuana, and frequently you don't really know how much THC or how much CBD maybe in a formulation. But it's interesting that THC has some psychoactive properties and some other beneficial health properties. And so we always worry about, are we going to make folks psychotic or induce psychotic symptoms with THC? Well, CBD has other beneficial health effects, but actually counters some of the psychotic effects of THC. So in the right balance between THC and CBD, we can have a medication that will not induce psychosis, but will take advantage of the health benefit. How and exactly what that ratio needs to be is currently under investigation in many different areas of medicine. But this combination was specifically a 2 milligram THC, 100 milligram of CBD, and after one became accustomed to that, the opportunity to double that to 4 milligrams of THC and 200 milligrams of CBD per day. We're working currently to figure out, are other combinations equally effective, more effective, or less effective, so that we can provide better guidance. This is just a start, but really considered a major breakthrough in preserving and enabling a higher level of quality of life in the end stage of dementia.
Do you think this study, with its really interesting and encouraging results, will help expedite dementia getting on the list of illnesses that medical marijuana is okay for in Kentucky?
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope nationally and internationally that folks start really thinking about this. In a general sense, dementia kind of already fits into that statute of you have a life-ending illness. That would make almost anybody eligible, but the state guidelines go on to name specific diseases, cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease. And it is notable that dementia is never mentioned. Alzheimer's never mentioned. And I do think we need to start increasing the awareness that until we have a cure for these dementias, they are life-ending disorders. It's a slow process, but eventually, unless you pass away from something else first, these diseases are going to take your life. And we need to start really paying attention to that process, especially in the end stages when and impairment of quality of life, dignity, comfort, respect, all the things that we each would want for ourselves in the late stages of any disease have not been a true focus of dementia care. And we need to turn that around.
Well, Greg, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about these encouraging recent results?
No, I think that they're going to spur a lot of interest at the public advocacy level, at the regulatory level. And I think it's really opened up a lot of new research. And we've got to bring that research into standard clinical practice. So this is a process is going to take some time, but I really hope by getting these results out, by getting people really excited about just such an overwhelmingly positive trial, really supporting its use clinically, that we can expedite that and begin to really help people outside of the research context, the hundreds of thousands, if not millions across the United States, the tens of thousands in the end stage of dementia here in Kentucky. It's really important. At the end of the day, Greg, all the fancy things we do with research, they only matter if we're able to use those discoveries to actually help people.
My thanks today to Dr. Greg Jaica, Director of Clinical Trials at the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging, for talking with us about some findings in the Phase 2 Libby trial looking at a combination of CBD and THC to reduce agitation in patients with dementia. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.